Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I sort of got a car, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back, 7 till on the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, little canned heat bringing us back. We got our good friend Barbara Weltman. Barbara, thanks again for more than 14 great years. I don't know what we'd do without you. Thank you for so much for being part of our work and for all the great things you do for small business with your books, your radio show, and everything else. We appreciate you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jim.
So let's talk about a little bit more, folks. She's our tax expert, the author of J.K. Lasher's Small Business Taxes 2011, if you're paying and filing, if 2012, if you're planning. We got a deadline coming up, and next Tuesday at midnight is April 17th. Because of whatever reason, you've got days of extra time. And so, Barbara, let's talk about some of the retirement things people can still do and affect their deductible income tax.
Well, let's say figuring out your tax return, and you see that you're profitable. There's still time to shelter some of your income. A qualified retirement plan, which will not only help you save for retirement, but also cut your tax bill.
Mm-hmm.
So you can add to, let's say, a profit-sharing plan. If you had set it up, if the paperwork had been signed by December 31st.
Right.
But don't despair if you didn't do anything, because you have until the extended due date of your tax return to set up and fund a SEP plan, a Simplified Employee Pension
mm-hmm.
Plan. The point to note about a SEP is that if you have employees, you're going to have to make contributions on their behalf.
Mm-hmm.
They don't contribute to the SEP, you do. But mm-hmm. contributions are tax deductible.
And can you have a waiting period for them? Can you establish how long they have to be an employee of yours before that be vested, so to speak?
There is a period before participation, but it's very minor. So
right.
many of your employees.
They're qualified.
Included in
yeah.
the plan.
But let's not forget the classic one, the IRA.
Correct. There's still time to put money into a traditional or a Roth IRA.
Which you can file and fund before 17th.
Right. But the point is that for the traditional IRA, if you already have a qualified plan, there are income limits. So you have to
right.
check on eligibility.
Right.
And that's really key. What else is available to do until April 17th is to put money into a health savings.
Exactly. Absolutely.
If you had a high deductible health plan, which is an insurance plan that meets certain requirements,
right.
in 2011 you can add a contribution that's deductible
mm-hmm.
in 2000 up till April 17th.
Right. Yeah, Barbara, I'm sure you'll agree with me about this. If the government wanted to have real health care reform, all they'd have to do would be to promote HSAs.
Yeah, and you know what the funny thing is? In Obamacare, they really didn't do much about
health care. Well, I think Obamacare basically kills HSAs. That's what I've been told.
Well, you know, they didn't directly say much about them.
But isn't the test going to be what the government approves, and I'm concerned that the government may not approve an HSA.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I'm
going to
tell you something. If you would promote HSAs, do education on HSAs, if they could do some kind of a public service program that would teach people how to use HSAs, how to become
yes.
healthcare customers, not just
yes,
healthcare,
yes.
not just healthcare patients, I believe we could reform HSA. We could reform the healthcare system with HSAs alone in 10 years.
I would say you're probably right, because, for example, I spoke to some people who work for a large bank, and it's we think of HSAs in terms of small business,
mm-hmm.
but many large corporations are forcing employees into it,
yep.
and they do the education, and once the people are in it, they love it.
They love it. You can't have my HSA. I love my HSA. I've been doing it now for a long time. Our employees, Barbara, we do. That's what we do for our employees' HSAs.
They love it.
Steve Forbes, the Forbes organization, does HSAs.
Yes, many large companies are now moving in that direction.
Barbara,
it is good.
Who you got coming up on your show next week?
The week after, I have Sam Graves, Representative Sam Graves, who heads up the Small Business Committee in Congress.
All right, good for you. That's a week from Monday?
A week from this Monday.
Yeah.
I don't recall who's on this week.
I had
your old pal, Ken Yancey, was on
yesterday. Oh, yeah, Ken was on not too long ago here. BarbaraWeltman.com. Check it out, folks. Lots of stuff there. She's got her tip of the day and her all of her books and all that stuff is there. BarbaraWeltman.com. Barbara, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Barbara
so
Weltman.
Much.
She'll be back, folks. I will be, too. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.